Glory to God. Glory to God. Great job, praise team.
Yes.
All you guys upstairs and one girl. Hallelujah.
And our little man that was up there.
Oh, let's give Abel a hand clap. You know what I was thinking about, Katie, was this. And I've been where you are, and Jay used to act like that. And you're going, shh, be quiet. But I was just sitting there thinking, what if we were all that free?
Yeah.
Just having a good time in the Lord. Instead of wondering, oh, I hope I don't do something. Hey, around here you can't hardly mess up too bad. I'm telling the truth. Just worship God. Amen? Hallelujah. Amen. Well, we love you all. Y'all are the best. Amen? Praise be to God forever. Y'all got your Bibles today? Let's hold them up and wave them around. And say, this is my Bible.
This is my Bible.
I am.
What
says I am?
I
refuse to be anything less. In
Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
All right. We're going to have a message today. We're going to begin in the book of Lamentations. I'm not lying. My pages were real bright and shiny over there in Lamentations. Like a light went off, Jerry. I thought it was the Holy Ghost. It's just never been there in a long time. Lamentations chapter 3. Doug, can you spell Lamentation? He's got it. There you go. Let's go verses 22 and 23. Hallelujah. The Lord dealt with me this morning real early. And about his faithfulness. All this today could not have happened unless God was faithful. He's always ready. He's always on the job. And what he says, he will do. Amen. So his power and his faithfulness is beyond. There's no lack in it. There's no weakness in it. Okay? So in Lamentations 3:22, it says, I'm going to read it in my Bible because I need to practice here. It is of the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed. Everybody say amen.
Amen.
You know what they're saying? It's just the grace of God we got here today, right? I mean, hey, look at us. We've lived a pretty long time. It's the grace of God. That's exactly what that's saying. It's of the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed because his compassion fail not. They are new. His compassions are what?
New.
New what? Every morning, even on Monday morning.
Yeah.
Come on, somebody say amen.
Amen.
They are new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness.
Woo.
Sound like a hymn I heard one time. Great is thy faithfulness. Glory be to God. God is full of faithfulness. He is faithful.
Yes, he is.
Well, I wish he'd hurry up sometimes. Don't y'all think that? Well, we do not ever need to doubt and question God. Because if he said it, and if you believe it, it's going to happen. If not, John 3:16 is not working real good. That's the one I want to work real good for me. I want to make it. I want to see what I can only imagine up there. Am I going to fall down or whatever? I'm going to praise God. I'm going to be one happy dude. Hallelujah. It worked. It worked. Hallelujah. It's better than what we thought, Wanda. Hallelujah. Heaven is better than we can even imagine. The best you can imagine, heaven goes right past it. The best day on earth is the worst day in heaven. Amen? But what did the Bible tell us right here? They are new. What's new every day? His mercies are new every morning. So when you wake up tomorrow, you won't be getting a pink slip from God. He won't be telling you you're getting a pay cut. You won't be getting any news says that, well, you know, you're no longer in the family. And I've retired. God sends a note out saying, I'm retiring. That's not going to happen. You'll get a love letter from God. And he'll say, good morning, Jennifer. Just want to make sure you're okay. It's going to be a great day for you. Because I'm going to see to it that it happens. You see, we try to make days happen ourselves when God's just doing it for us all the time. I think his way would be better than my way.
Yeah.
Amen? Just relax, take a deep breath, and soak in the mercies that are yours new every morning. Amen? He hadn't got wrath for us. Well, you deserve that. No, if that was the case, we'd have died a long time ago. I tell you the truth. But Jesus is alive for us. Okay, so now you can, at work tomorrow, you can tell everybody that you we studied Lamentations. And you can show them. In my Bible, this is page 653. And so, anyway. But being faithful. What does faithful mean? It means truth. Faithful means steady. Being faithful means consistent. Trustworthy. Y'all know anybody like that? You see them in the mirror every day, don't you? That's a joke. Hey? Everybody laugh out loud. Because I'm not any trustworthy than me half the time. You know, hey, can't find my notes. Can't find my keys. What's all this kind of stuff going on here? But anyway, trustworthy. Our relationship with God is based on His faithfulness. He never bends. He never bows. He never wavers. He doesn't change. God, let me, this is going to be a news bulletin now. God don't have bad days. God's not a moody person. You ever worked with a moody person? It's terrible. I got the solution, though, because I had a friend. I still have a friend. And he was prone to be moody. And Hannah, every time I see him, well, hey, how you doing, man? You having a great day today? And he just perked right up. We talk a little football, a little basketball, whatever we need to do there for a minute, and then go on and start talking about the Lord, whatever. But that would wake him up a little bit. So try that out tomorrow, wherever you are. If you see your moody friend around, say, hey, come here, moody man. I'm going to talk to you. How you doing? How you doing? But you know what happens? Somebody needs to talk to us like that. I'm not calling any names except mine. Okay. Faithful. Do you know that God's faithful?
Yes.
If He said it, God and His Word are the same. God's Word is His will. God, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. We've been talking about that a little bit. Let me tell you, heaven is rapidly approaching this planet. The atmosphere is just hurtling toward us. To do with that prophecy is a change. He's about this far from us. And the thing that we learned when Tracy was here, be ready to embrace what God's bringing. Yeah. We've got to be ready to embrace what God's bringing. We've got to have our faith in a position to embrace what God's bringing, because it's bigger than anything we've ever seen before. It's a harvest coming that is so big we cannot imagine. Everything's going to change. Rose, you're right on target. We're going to talk to them. Rick, there's a revival in your voice. There's a revival in our voices to speak positive, to speak in love, and to speak with caring and understanding. Say, how are you doing today? You having a good day? Just love people. Love God. And have a good time. It's okay. Everybody says it's okay. I'm going to say that again until I'm convinced that you got it. Everybody say it's going to be okay.
It's going to be okay.
All right, this side over here a little weak. Anyway, it's going to be okay.
It's going to be okay.
Why? Because God's faithful. He'll never leave us nor forsake us. My God's faithful. Well, who are you going to hook your train to? Somebody that's unfaithful or God that is faithful? Well, I think, you know, this Christian stuff not working. I think I'll go worship somebody else and something. Well, you just unhooked to the wrong one, dude. Because God is the only one that is faithful. He's alive to make sure His word is done. Faithful. Let's say that out loud. God is faithful. His faithfulness is great. Great is His faithfulness. Now, you know, I think we've been existing, living for the Lord and doing this and that and learned a lot, and we put a lot into work. But I think sometimes, and I speak for me, that I just take for granted His faithfulness. I don't put faith in his faithfulness, and therefore I tremble and I fear. But if I have full faith in God's faithfulness, why would I ever fear? He said, even if you fall, the angels will pick you up. I got more on board. I hired them to do that for me, to pick me up, because I fall around there once in a while. Hallelujah. But they're there to pick us up. Amen. Life can go sideways, upside down, but God is there to pick. He is faithful to us. I remember when, so do you. That was a long time ago. But look where you are today, in the house of God. Glory to God. Sitting by your mom and your sister. They don't get much better than that. Nancy and I wish we could sit by our mom. Well, we will one day. Hallelujah. That's going to be a long conversation. Maybe I get to go first and tell that thing Nancy did. But anyway, it's going to rock heaven. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Okay, let's go to 1 John. Chapter 1, verse 9 and 10. 1 John 1, 9 and 10. Now, this is probably your favorite scriptures. I'm not judging you. I'm just saying. 1 John 1. What time is it? 10 minutes to go. Hallelujah. 1 John, as Carolyn would say, Little John. 1 John, chapter 1, verse 9 and 10. There we go. If we confess our sins, I'm so proud of this one. I don't know what to do. If we confess our sins, he is faithful. He doesn't have favorites about this kind of thing. Faithful and just, that means righteous. He'll do the right thing to forgive us our sins. Why is that the right thing to do? We want to hold things over people's head. God wants to get rid of it, because why? His will is to love you. His will is to save you. His will is to bless you. I don't care what day of the week, how you feel, how you look, whatever, that's his will for you. Amen. To prosper and to be in health. Yes. Prosper in every area of life. Glory to God. Jesus died to make us whole, and we experience some of that refreshing here today. Glory to God. If we confess our sin, didn't say, you know, you didn't have to go. We got any Catholics in here anyway? You didn't have to go to the confession booth and confess to a man, and then he's going to say something for you. No, you talk to the high priest yourself. Yeah. Isn't that a glorious thing? He's faithful and just to forgive me of my sins and to cleanse me. Woo! Cleanse, that means when they get through, it's all gone. You can't see it. How many of you men been trying to help your wife out and been sweeping in the house a little bit, you know, get some trash up, and there's a convenient rug right over there. You just pick it up, sweep it under the rug. Danny, go ahead and say amen. But you know what, Danny? God is faithful to forgive you and to cleanse you from all unrighteousness. Aren't we glad? Woo! They'll have no fear like a woman scorned. Hallelujah. Let's go to verse 10. If we say that we have not sinned, we make him a liar, and his word is not in us. Well, I think all of us are far enough along in the word to know that we have sinned. We have goofed up. Guess what? Guess what? He comes to our rescue. He not only forgives us in the scripture above, but cleanses us from all unrighteousness. This is not a license for you to go out in a few minutes and rob a bank. They're going to put you in jail. It's a sin, and God's going to put you in time out to decide what else is going to happen to you. It's not a license to sin. The grace of God is not designed. Are we listening? The grace of God is not designed to keep you from falling off the edge of God's kingdom. To see that you can still be okay, but and just get as far away from God as you can and still be okay with eternity. Grace was designed. Now, I thank God that's probably happened for us. But anyway, grace is designed to let you get as close to God as you can. Because he says, my throne is a throne of grace. Come on in here anytime you want to. Who said that? Even as much as I like Trump, it don't compare to God. Amen? And it sure don't to the other party. But anyway, we have government people, and it would be nice. But anyway. Okay. Let's go to Jeremiah chapter 1, verse 12. Jeremiah 1:12, talking about faithfulness and truth. We're bringing it out in the Word of God that God is faithful. Aren't you glad?
Yes.
He's not on vacation next week. He's always there. Then said the Lord unto me, God speaking to Jeremiah, thou hast well seen, for I will hasten my word to perform it. Aren't you glad about that? Do you know what the word hasten means? I don't use that word every day in my country, southern talk. I don't say hasten very much. I just say, Ann, would you hurry up? And she ignores me all the time. Get used to it, Joseph. It'll be okay. Just don't let go. Hasten means, that's wrong. Oh, here it is right here. Hasten means, we're going to say it like this. It's in one of the dictionaries, one of the definitions. Sleeplessness. God will he will never sleep until this gets done. But we know God doesn't sleep anyway. He never sleeps nor slumbers. Amen. Hasten means to hurry up, to watch over, to see it that it gets done. He's going to see that it gets done. How many have you, trying to get something done, and they just messing around. You got to come back tomorrow. Right? I'm the only one. I'm the only one standing in line at Walmart. No. Hurry up! You got this person in front of you, have got two baskets full of stuff, and they in the short lane. He's not supposed to have over 20 items, right? And they got a whole buggy full. And I've got two, and I want to go. Hurry up. God's going to hasten up his word. He's going to watch his word. He's going to perform it. He's going to make it happen. And he's not going to stop till he sees this done. He never sleeps nor slumbers. What's he watching? He's watching his word to perform for you, Cindy. To perform for all of us. What God's going to do. You can't never tell. I know exactly what God's going to do. It's going to be good. It's going to be powerful. It's going to make you successful. It's going to make you happy. It's going to make you have peace. That's God. That's what he has to offer. If you could put peace or happiness in a bottle and put it on Facebook, you think you'd sell any of it? You'd sell out in 20 minutes. But God's got it for you for free. You don't have to go on the computer. Hallelujah. You don't have to order it. You don't have to use your credit card. All you got to do is say, Lord, I need you today. You know what happened to me this morning? When I got up, his mercies were all over me. You know what happened to you? Cooper, you know what's going to happen to you every day of your life? Mercies of God are going to be on you. Hallelujah. That makes everybody feel better, doesn't it? On your grandchildren. Hallelujah. Mercies on them. Hallelujah. And on your wives even. Glory to God. We need to pray that prayer a lot. Okay, let's hurry up. Let's go to Revelation 19:11. We're talking about the faithfulness of God. God is faithful. That's the thing that you can hang your hat on. God is faithful. He is faithful. I don't have to get an appointment. He's faithful. Revelation says, and I saw heaven open, and behold, a white horse, and he that sat upon him was called faithful and true. Jerry, that's going to happen because God's faithful. He's not going to get down the road and decide that's not a good idea. It's coming to pass. The rapture's going to come. He's coming back. Yes. Are we ready? Yes. Ooh, he is faithful. And he that sat upon him was called faithful and true, and in righteousness, I'm so glad about that word too, he does judge and make war. That's at the end. That's after the rapture. I can't hardly wait for that marriage supper of the Lamb. Y'all know what we're going to have, don't you? You know what's on the menu? Yeah, filet mignon. You know what? God said, the Father said when the prodigal son came home, said, kill the fatted calf. Just my thought. I don't think it's going to be catfish, even though that'd be nice. We're not going to go any further with this cooking idea. You can depend on God. We must depend on God to live successfully. I'm looking at a room full of people that are very successful. Money doesn't mean success. I'm talking about wholeness, success, ability to have, to do, to be, wholeness. I'm looking at a room full of people like that. But unless we depend on God, and this is how we got there. Diane faithfully leads us into, oh, I dropped something here. Cough drop. It's a miracle. She faithfully shares about giving. And we've learned, and we give, and we're blessed. Amen? Let's say it out loud. I'm blessed.
I'm blessed.
I'm just blessed. Amen, we are. We can depend on God. We must depend on God to be successful. Talking about God's faithfulness, and you can get in some conversations and this and that, and sometimes long continuance of something has gone on in the life. We're still standing in the gap. We're still praying. We're still believing. Still believing. I would say still believing. We all have those times and seasons when we stand. When you've done all you know to do to stand, you stand. But that never means to disengage. That never means to get to the point where I don't believe God's faithful because. Write this down in your little book. Do not put God on trial. He ain't guilty. He's innocent. They still killed him, but he redeemed that, didn't he? Don't put God on trial to say, well, you didn't do this, you didn't do it at this certain time. The Bible plainly says, when you're living your life and believing and walking by faith, and we must live by faith. That's what the Bible says several times. The just shall live by what? Faith. And we ought to be ecstatic about that. Because if it was just about wealth and riches, only the rich people could be blessed. But faith is equal to anybody. You can have all the faith as anybody in the world has ever had if you'll apply yourself to hearing the Word of God. That's how you get faith. And that's the exchange and the currency we have in the kingdom of God. And we prayed since we were in kindergarten, Lord, let your will come on earth like it is in heaven. Thy kingdom come like it is. His kingdom operates like this. You believe it, you can get it. You don't believe it, you can't get it. Let's see. I got some money, Suzanne. There's a 20. Better put that back. Diane be wanting that too. She's acting like she didn't hear me, but she did. I want some. We're going to have lunch today. Chicken. Glory to God.
Dodge
chicken. Okay. I was going to have me some wings here. I got $20. But if I didn't have this, I wouldn't have any wings to eat for lunch, would I? Right? But we got faith. And God is faithful. If he said it, and I have faith in what he said, I can have it. That's what he says. God says that. I didn't say that. It's all in the Bible. I'm going past my time on it. Do not put God on trial because something didn't happen in the time. The Bible plainly says you have need of faith. You like this word, patience. You have need of faith and patience. I've said this for a long time, didn't even know what I was saying, but it sounded cool. All God ever needs is your faith and some time to get it done. Now, he can do boom. But many times he wants to use people, and that can be a little tricky sometimes because sometimes some people don't want to obey God. Nobody here, of course, is it? Amen. Let's all stand up because I'm wound up. What a day, y'all, we've had. Thank you all for being here. And y'all, I tell y'all are the best bunch to preach to in the whole world. And so many miracles and stuff. So glad Rick was here. And not only did he get a miracle, but we heard a great song. Look, Rick, an anointed song. That's you. An anointed song. And our praise team. Praise God for our praise team. Amen. Hallelujah. Now, Father, in the name of Jesus, as we conclude this morning, Holy Spirit, are you happy? Are you happy, Holy Spirit, with what's happened here? Yes. Thank you. Thank you. Lord, all we have to give you is ourselves and our worship and our time. Lord, bless these people who have driven some a long way to get here. And Lord God, we thank you that you were faithful to be here. And we believed on you. And you did great things. And Lord God, I believe you're going to do that tonight as well. Lord God, bless these people as they go. Cause them, Lord, to have a great week. Let them be mindful of this. That every day they wake up, there are new mercies coming our way. God, thank you. We love you so much. Dismiss us now in the power of the Holy Spirit and the knowledge of your word. And we declare that Jesus, let's say it out loud, Jesus is my Lord. And I am redeemed from the curse of the law. Jesus is my Lord. Amen. Praise God. Tell 18 people you said hello.